Hey, my friends, it's almost Rosh Hashanah. And I want to share something that I learned with my chavrusa last week. Rishus the Rebbeim and the Talmidim. Last week's Parsha, not that long ago, I'm calling it last week, it's only Monday night. But this past Shabbos we read how Kadosh Baruch Hu describes Klal Yisrael as an Am Segula. An Am Segula. An Am Segula means that it's a nation whose connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond anything that can be explained logically or rationally. It's the deepest possible connection that one could have. It's a Segula. It's not based on any particular behaviors. And it's something that Baruch Hashem, if you were born a Jew, you have. It's an automatic connection that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to share with you a lashon from a medrash, the medrash Sifrei, on a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, where again, Klal Yisrael is called an Am. Listen to this pasuk. Ki Am Kadosh Atol Hashem Elokecha, Uvecha Bachar Hashem. That you're an Am Kadosh. Many places the Torah says you're Am Segula, you're an Am Kadosh. You're an Am Kadosh to Hashem, and Hashem has chosen you. Listen to what the Medrash says. This is the version of the Medrash the Vilna Gaon quotes. Kedusha me'avosecha u'kedushas atzmecha. Kedusha me'avosecha u'kedushas atzmecha. You have a Kedusha that you inherited from the Avos, and then there's a Kedusha that you have on your own. And I want to talk, just for a couple minutes, I want to talk about these two Kedushas. Every time we daven Shmona Esrei, we say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. What does Elokeinu mean? Elokeinu, our God. Ve'Elokei Avoseinu, and the God of the Avos. Are those different gods? And then we go weiter, we go Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. How many gods do we believe in? What's Elokeinu, our Hashem, versus Elokei Avoseinu, the God of our forefathers? And then we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. There's a volume of Shalos and Chubos called Panim Me'iros, and in there he gives a very beautiful answer. The other tzaddikim have this idea as well. He says that the relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to have two dimensions to it. And when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we have to be thinking about these two dimensions. We have to wake up every morning knowing that Elokei Avoseinu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is our God simply because of a Yerusha from our Avos. The same way that a child has the DNA, has a traceable part of himself that was placed inside of him, that was created by his parents, and there's no way to disconnect from that, so we say, Elokei Avoseinu. The Avos left a mark on each and every one of us through their belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, it goes back even before the Avos. There's something that was always there. You don't have to make that part of the relationship happened. It's automatically there. Right? The same way you didn't choose your parents and you didn't choose your siblings. You were born into it. And that's the Metzius. That's the way it is. Elokei Avoseinu. That we believe in the same Hashem that our forefathers believed in. It's part of the tradition. It's the Mesorah. But then we also say Elokeinu. That Hashem has to be our God. What does that mean? It means it's not enough to just say, I'm going to be Jewish by association. Why am I Jewish? My parents were Jewish. Why are my parents Jewish? Because my grandparents were Jewish. Why are my grandparents Jewish? And to keep tracing it, I'd say that's the extent of our relationship. This is what my parents did, so this is what I do. Elokei Avoseinu. So therefore, every morning, every time we daven, we say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. That I have to take a certain degree of ownership over my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That I have to ask myself, what's going to be my addition to Klal Yisrael? I'm not just going to go along for the ride and kind of fit into what's already happening and just continue doing what's been done. And that's what this Medrash is telling us. Ki Am Kadosh Ata. Because you are a holy nation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem has chosen you. Says the Medrash again, Kedusha Me'avosecha u'Kedushas Atzmecha. We need to have two Kedushas. There needs to be the Kedusha that what? That I got from the Avos. There has to be the Am Segula Kedusha. Like we read this past Shabbos, where it just is, and it doesn't matter what we do, that we're automatically going to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some level, even if we did every aveira in the world. But then, of course, there's the second half of the relationship, which is what? When we don't just rely on the fact that Hashem loves us. When we don't just rely on the fact that the Avos and the Imos paved the way for us. But a person says, Kedushas Atzmacha, I'm going to find my own relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to tell you a beautiful insight into the strangest of things. We know that Elul stands for Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Rashi Tevos Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li is Rashi Tevos Elul. Where's that pasuk from? Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Shira Shirim. Shira Shirim expresses the love that we have for Hashem and Hashem has for us. And throughout Shira Shirim, the word that's used for that expression of love is what? Is Dodi. Kol Dodi Dofik. Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Over and over again. Dodi literally translated means, in the context of Shira Shirim, beloved. But I'll tell you an amazing insight I heard 10 years ago from one of my rabbis, Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita. He asked the following question. What's a dod? What's a dod? An uncle. A dod also means an uncle. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li? I mean, I understand if you translate dodi as beloved, it's describing this unbelievable love in Shira Shirim, right? The mashal between these two people are in love, which is a mashal for Hashem's love for Klai. So, but what's why a dod? Why an uncle? What's the secret? What's the depth of the relationship that one has with an uncle? So one of my rabbis said an unbelievable thing. In every relationship, there are different advantages. The advantage of the relationship that you have with your parents and your siblings, right, the advantage of that relationship is that it's absolute. It can never be erased. You can get, God forbid, you get into the biggest fight, chas v'shalom, with your parents, but at the end of the day, they're still your parents. That never can separate, that can never be changed. The shortcoming of that relationship is you never chose it. You were just born into it. It just always was. That's the advantage and disadvantage of a blood relative. What's the advantage and disadvantage of a relationship that we choose? I choose a friend. I choose a wife. Right? What's the advantage of that relationship? Advantage is the obvious advantage that I got to choose. A sense of bias, a sense of ownership over it. I was never forced into it. I wanted this relationship. What's the disadvantage of that relationship? Right? There's nothing that guarantees that it's going to stay together. And if you and your friend decide one day we're not going to be friends anymore, never talk again, there's nothing that holds you, there's nothing that binds you in that way. If a husband and wife decide that it's not working out, they can separate. They can get divorced. They can end that relationship. So on the one hand, it has the advantage that you can choose it. There's a certain power that comes with that choice. And at the same time, there's something that can allow that relationship to fall apart. Chaver, listen carefully. What's the chiddush of a dod? An uncle. You know what the chiddush of an uncle is? It's unbelievable. An uncle is a blood relative. But an uncle is the closest relative in halacha who one could actually choose to marry. A niece can marry her uncle. It may not be recommended, it might seem a little strange to us, you probably don't hear about it every day, right? But a niece can marry an uncle, which means what? Which means an uncle can have the best of both worlds. On the one hand, it can have the fact that it's a blood relative, a bond that can never come undone, and at the same time, you can choose it at the same time. That's the pshat. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. That in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you come to Rosh Hashanah, you think about these two aspects. You say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. What are you saying? You're saying, Hashem, as I come to you before you on the Yom HaDin, I'm a chazik myself with the fact that we're relatives. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeicha. I'm your child. I have your DNA implanted into me. And like a parent and a child, we can never come undone. And even if I did averos, I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our relationship will never end. And that's a very powerful way to be mechazik oneself. But then a person has to say to himself, but ani l'dodi v'dodi li, there's a second part to this relationship also. And I'm not going to come to Rosh Hashanah and just say, well, you know, Hashem loves me anyways because I'm His child, so I'm sure everything's going to work out fine. A Jew has to take achrayis, the same way one gets to choose certain relationships, and we have to say, Hashem, I choose you. I'm not just going to rely on the fact that we have this inherent bond. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to choose you. I want to make that a choice to have a relationship with you. I want to tell you very quickly, we only have a minute left. I want to share with you a Ksav Sofer, a comment from the Ksav Sofer in this week's Parsha. Because the same thing is true with Mashiach. You can sit back and wait for Mashiach, and it will come. It will definitely come. But you can also try to choose Mashiach. You can sit back and wait for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to come and save you, and to drag you back to the Tshuva, like it says in this week's Parsha. Even if you're far from Hashem, Hashem's going to pull you back. Or you can come running back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You come running back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Shira Shirim, Mashcheini acharecha narutza. Mashcheini acharecha narutza. The Svarim say, how do you do a Kenyan Mashicha? You can do it in one of two ways. I could pull the animal to me, or I could strike the animal, I could hit it so that it starts running in that way. So do I want to wait for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to chase us back? Or do I want to let a Kadosh Baruch Hu pull us in? Do I want to come running to him? Mashcheini acharecha narutza. We say, Hashem, pull us in. Right? Don't chase us in with a stick. Pull us in a loving way. So listen. The Ksav Sofer says, Hanistaros LaHashem Elokeinu, Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Hanistaros LaHashem Elokeinu, Va'aniglos Lanu L'vaneinu, Ad Olam. Right? The hidden things are what? LaHashem Elokeinu. And the revealed things are for us and our children for all generations. Again, different ways to understand what the Pasuk is saying. But says the Ksav Sofer, Mashiach can come in one of two tracks. There's the Nistar track, there's the hidden track. Sit back and just wait. You don't know when it's going to come, but eventually it'll happen. Or you could try to make Mashiach come sooner. You could try to reveal Mashiach sooner. V'haniglos lanu levaneinu. Right? That it's up to us and our children to decide we're going to be proactive about it. We're not going to sit back and wait for Hashem to work everything out. We're going to kiviyachol partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to make it, so to speak, easier for Hashem to bring Mashiach. Because we're going to do our part. That's not just Elokei HaWasein, that's Elokeinu. Right? That's Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. The blood relative, we also choose to be our spouse. To choose to be our friend. That we don't just rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do all the heavy lifting, even though of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. But we say, we're going to do our part, Hashem. We're going to do our part. So I give us a big bracha. Getting closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah. Don't just come to Rosh Hashanah assuming that Hashem's going to be the Melech, whether I like it or not. Whether I choose to make Hashem Melech. And Klal Yisrael is going to get to the Geula, whether I do my part or not. But try to be proactive. Try to think, what's going to be my Chiddush for the new year, Tav Shanai and Zion? What am I going to bring to Klal Yisrael? Not just what the Avos have left us, not just the Mesorah that always was. But I'm going to build on that in the right way. And I'm going to do my part. And in that way, Amir Tzah Hashem will be Zoche, not only Hanistaros LaHashem Elokeinu, to allow Mashiach to be a secret that only Hashem knows about. But Amir Tzah Hashem, Haniglos, that it should become revealed to us. Lanu levaneinu, through the efforts that we make, we should be zochet to see Mashiach. Meher b'yameinu.